Blog Talk Radio.
We have our beloved brother Jermaine is on the top of the key. I don't know if you can hear me now, Jermaine.
Okay.
Okay, power to the people. I want you to stay right there on air and talk about it. My main man, Jermaine, is in Shreveport, Louisiana. And despite all of the ARP and the ARPA and everything else they say today, they have an act. They act like they want to support and promote black business or the small business. And is it related or intercorrelated with the voters, like I say, pretended they wanted us to vote? But all of these acts, if you boil the fat away, with the dust settles and the smoke clears, it's simply another form of saying they act like they want you to vote. They act like they want you in business, but really don't. So they'll feed you enough to set you up. A peculiar form, a peculiar brand of entrapment has been been sold to us and given to us. And I wanted Brother Jermaine to go ahead and drop it like a hat for Shreveport, Louisiana, and some of the things that's been occurring in that area. And we'll go right black and listen to Marvin Gaye. So go right ahead, Brother Jermaine. You there with us?
Yes. Yes, I'm here. Okay. Good evening, everyone.
Greetings. Greetings, Brother Jermaine.
Yes. We've been in turmoil, but we've been going through for the last year and a half or more returning officer-involved shootings. I know with just this year alone, here in 2023, we have already experienced, I want to say, at least, I guess, 4 to 5, 6, maybe even 7 black women died here in Shreveport, Louisiana, due to officer-involved shootings. This is totally unacceptable. None of these families have gotten justice. These officers, some of them were allowed to walk through. It goes back to these, like I'm telling people, here in Louisiana, the corruption is very bad. We've been exposing this from day one, even starting with the court system here is terrible. But what our goal is and what my goal is, because we have an officer that's coming up with a hearing on the 21st, where they find enough evidence where he shot and killed the brother, where he'll stand trial. Our hopes and goals is that he stands trial. No more bench hearings. This is another tragedy of injustice, if that's even allowed to even happen. So our biggest problem now is, of course, officer-involved shootings, housing issues. We're dealing with properties, also dealing with deeds. We've got people that's taken over these properties from out of state. They're not even actually real people. So we have, even in this event, we have crimes that have been committed against the tenants. Where these fraudulent owners are coming into each report, nobody's monitoring these people, and are allowed to get it. And then, thankful for me, I blew the whistle on multiple people, trying to bring change to the city on every level, for whether it's municipality, housing issues, to just the homes, getting these people long-term housing is the main goal. I hope that's going for a lot of cities in our nation. With that is concerned, but the main thing now is we're dealing with officer-involved shootings, and I mean, this is unreal. And then we had a brother die just a couple of days ago, having a cardiac arrest, having a heart attack. The police officers still put him in custody. It was no threat. He was having a medical emergency. Raymond Cowles was his name, 61 years of age, black brother. And died in a police car. So we've now ended that brought the total up to possibly, I think, now 7. This is not heartbreaking. This is unreal. We have never lived in a city where there's so many officers involved shootings like this. And not to top it off, the police chief, of course, is only 50 million. We've been asking him to step down. And so now what we're working on is for strong petitions, getting him. He wasn't elected into that seat. Appointed, whatever word you want to call it, he took the place of it was an emergency situation where he was supposed to be in there temporarily, and he ended up staying in there. So, and that's been our biggest fight, to get him out of there. And so now that's our goal, to get him out of there, and then also hold the officer accountable and where he'll face prison time. So we're just in need of help out here. Yeah. Hello. 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 Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
And power to the people. We have Sister Sean Nett that's in Los Angeles, and she's been looking over community programs, things that are motivational for the youth, And she teaches the life skills, Brother Jermaine. And Brother Jermaine is out in Shreveport, Louisiana, and he's just been reviewing some of the things that are going on in Shreveport. They itching, at least they have a itch that don't twitch, and they don't scratch where they don't itch, but they have a itchy trigger finger to go after this sheriff and clean house, because we feel the government in Shreveport, the municipality part of Shreveport, is not in favor of we the people at this hour. So the Black Panther Party is now organizing to come to Shreveport, and he has given some of his flag drop. So give us a little bit about that. We're going to play Marvin Gaye right behind our beloved Sister Goldie, or we call her Sister Shanette, or Queen Shanette is going to give us a little L.A. black drop with some New York flavor and how she's going to get to Shreveport. Go ahead.
Hello. How are everybody doing this evening?
We're doing
good.
Good.
Good. Black power.
Black power, black power.
So I was going to say, we all need to try to figure out what the plan is now to get this American Rescue Plan. I don't know if anybody's going to know about that, but that was that relief plan that the government gave us. There's a thing about it, every city and each state gets it. So maybe everybody's homework tonight to go look at it or start looking at it right now. And what you're going to do is you're going to pull up your city, your state, and you're going to ask, what was the American Rescue Plan? How much did that city get?
Exactly. Well, we have parishes here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's so, I don't know, that's one of the reasons why it's 12-month-old too.
Yes. And then another thing, you want to look at your city clerk's office, because they have all the about, you know, telling what went here, what went to that. And if your city don't look like it's been done nothing, then you want to go to that city clerk and say, well, I would like to speak to the manager.
That's right.
City manager.
Yes.
So the city manager is going to come at you and say, well, we did this and we did that. You have the right as a resident to figure out, well, what about it? Can I see a printout of it?
Yes.
Because as a just regular citizen, you have the right to know what's going on with that American Rescue money.
That's it.
The American Rescue money is for the people. They're not using it on the people. They're using it on different things as well as them going and doing boat trips or anything like that, but nobody's not getting it. Even in a village like California, nobody's getting out. Our homeless is just sitting on top of each other and just living, and they're giving up, and it's just not fair. You know, so we have to figure out another plan with it. I am that research queen. I was telling our highest man that I want to go into cities. If you guys feel like you guys need to go, have somebody to go in there real quick and don't want to be known, send me out there. I'll make sure it'll be known, because at the same time, we are revolutionaries. And we are for the people.
Like power.
And we need to throw that note and everything. Yeah, this would be my homework too. If anybody finds where there's been people going fraud, because that's what I'm exposing now, especially the American Rescue Plan. Any one of you all out here in the streets where there's been some type of fraud, that needs to be the last thing. Because we want these people to go to prison, because this is what's going on across the country. This America, what happened to that money? Yeah.
Yes. And then they have the grants that they're supposed to give out. We have grants for mental health. We have grants for children. We have grants for students. We have grants for the helpless. We have grants for the hopeless. We have grants for everything. But why we can't get our part. That's another thing. Go to your skid row and figure out a plan on that, too. If they ain't doing what they're supposed to do, call on the call. Call that manager. I need my people to get some toilets out here, because everybody has an equal right. It doesn't have to be just black. It's that black and the brown. But the Ukrainians, they can come over here and get whatever they want. And then we're going to have a big war for them. No, we all have to speak up as people and start working with our youth and let them give them some hope, because really, it's not no hope out here. It's getting sad. And, you know, we got our Black Talk Radio. We can do everything that we want to do. But then what about our getting to the people? We need to start marching. We need to start getting more advanced in it. If you guys need any kind of resources, let me know. I'll set it up. I'll put it to your phone like nothing. Like I got five people working for me. So, black power for my family. And let's just do it.
Black power, black power.
Black power.
We're going to drop some like a shot right here. At this hour, we're going to drop in on our beloved brother that when all we have said, all we can say, we know our beloved brother is saying that that's my.
Yeah, I mean, we've had multiple officers involved shooting, and then the brother that died 2 days ago, he died while he was happy. He was handcuffed while having a heart attack. He was going through it, but he was not.
Wow.
Right. So we want this police chief to step down. His name is Wayne Smith. I'm gonna finish. I think I've already sent the pictures of him to the brothers, but I mean, this has been horrible out here. Yeah.
It seems like they're trying to do another depopulate. They're doing some mixing up with some kids up in New York. They're starting to riot. You know, that'd be the government starting to train. They just make it as a victim to make people get distracted. So everybody in their city, get involved. Get to know what's going on there. You ain't got to let them know. Just affluent. You got that internet. That takes us anywhere. It'll connect to another connect, and it'll connect to another connect. And I'll tell you, I'll be down there if y'all want me. I'll come down there and put that suit on with a little wig, showing my facts, because I want to know the facts from them, you know?
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
I mean, yeah, that'd be great, because, I mean, we all want to know. Not just, yeah, that's the American Rescue Plan, and also getting justice for these families who've been just railroaded. I mean, they all start right back with those corrupt judges out here in the state of Louisiana. These people are not being held accountable. They're getting walking out scot-free. No type of prison time. So what our goal is with this upcoming hearing for this next officer on the 21st at 9 a.m. District Court, downtown Shreveport, our goal is the fact that we want him to serve. We want the community, want him to serve time. And the prosecutor is what needs to know.
Yeah. And see, our presidency is not good now anyway. So we have to be our own president.
Black power,
black power. And you all are sounding strong right now and giving up the concept that we the people must operate from our own government. We could ride in the cab with them. The Honorable Frederick Douglass said that they could do no more to you than you allow them to do. You got to mute out when you're not speaking up. Sister Queen Goldie, you got to mute your line real quick.
Oh, I'm muted.
Somebody else is not muted. Okay, there you go. On that strength, brother Jermaine, you got to mute up right quick there. Must
okay,
be him coming out.
Okay, hold on.
You push mute when you're not speaking. Okay, so my, we if the Honorable Frederick Douglass, if they can do no more to you than you allow them to do. And when you cease playing such as police brutality and malfeasance, public deception, abuse of power by the police, some call them holies, but the police department and the sheriffs are abusive to we the people, then it's up to us to exercise our volition. And that is to take a hard line position and go down and change the face of government and put in new leadership. And that's what we have the power to do. But it's not power until you exercise that power.
Exactly.
It's not, knowledge or wisdom. It's not a comprehension until you exercise it. And that's what we've been known to do at the Black Panther Party. And we come in and motivate the people to get organized against all forms of tyranny, all forms of oppression, and that's lesson one. So I'm going to give it back to you, Brother Jermaine, down in Shreveport. He has so much going on in one township. In order to clean house, he's going to need a massive movement from the citizens in Shreveport, but he's going to need outside influence coming in to to aid and assist. Go right ahead, Brother Jermaine.
I'm sorry. Okay, yeah, that's exactly right. We had some people come in early this summer. One or two people, one came from California, one came from Houston. So pretty much you get to all we have is one person. We need to reach out to the local people. This is what really angers me, this is what really hurts, is that people within the state, bamboos, we call them bamboos multiple times with the organizations down there, they never came, not even, okay, we'll try to see what we can do. It was nothing. I mean, this has been absolutely horrible. And then, on top of that, so now I'm reaching out, pretty much the only one of them folks there to do it, but reaching out to people from outside of the state. And then, again, one came last fall earlier this summer from California, from the gun club, or the gun club, or part of it, Black Panther. So like I said, we've got no justice. And we protest, we've marched, we've done it all. But now what we want to see is paperwork, petitions being signed, getting these people out of there, getting back to registered voters, and then getting the police chief out of there, and also, getting rid of this down to justice. It's been a hard road, just can't give up, but at the same time, until we have a black, the one thing people need to know about street police, you have 20% that's standing up, and, 10% that's standing up and arresting and doing nothing, so it's hard.
Jermaine, we've been joined by Black Lightning. He said you need to get a little closer to your mic. And brother Black Lightning, are you there with us?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, that's much better. Black power, my brother. I'm glad you joined us.
Power.
All right.
Yeah, power.
All right, power.
All right.
So that's our goal. That's my goal, for the things of justice to be changed the street for them. Every time I get over the week, they're dying in police custody.
We're going to get it done. We're going to get it done, just like we did down in Roxborough and Spartanburg, and get some of them crooked officials up out of there. And we already know from experience we got to get the sheriff out of there, so we need to go to the governor. We're going to have to start with the city council, but just right to the governor and start that.
That's right. And then another thing, we want to know where the American Rescue money went to. Yep.
Exactly.
You know, part of the American Rescue Plan money?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but after that.
Well, I got the black. When y'all go right ahead. I'm here. I got some black news. I got some good news. I got some the home team won. The home team won in Montgomery, Alabama. Now the Denise Hotel.
Yeah, we've seen that. Those videos are going viral. They're going viral. I bet you
the white folks ain't
gonna put their hands on no other black person no more.
Now here what happened, a security guard, he was at the docks for the riverboat park, and this private boat comes through, they're using their white privilege to park wherever they want. He told them you can't park here because the ferry's gonna come through, And so one start popping off on him, and he's handling business. And next thing you know, another one charging him like he's doing some football shit and tackle him, And by the time the third white guy, the spirit of Nat Turner came out. The spirit of Nat Turner came out, and he kicked into the people, and they fired him up. They whooped their ass off. The home team came up there victorious. But they shouldn't have came up there trying to beat a brother, trying to jump a brother and thinking ain't nobody going to do nothing but film. So the days of filming is over. The days of action is in. You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, and the MVP of the day was the black Tarzan swimming across the river. I bet you when he came up out of that water, he looked like a black alligator to them.
Yeah, that was a worker. He was one of the workers, and he went to save that man. Yeah.
Yeah, he jumped in the water and swam across, and he wasn't even, and the way he was handling that water, I was like, damn, I'll be tired by the time I get across.
you ain't lying. I would have got tired midway.
Yeah. Hey, but he swam that whole thing, got up out of there, and like, hey, let's rock. Here come the reinforcements, MVP of the day. And then it busts out in New York. in Manhattan at Union Square. They were supposed to be giving away PlayStation 5 from one of their puppets.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So they giving away pay, and he wasn't. I guess he ain't have none or something. And they jump all on top of the car on his way out. Can you mute your line, brother? Can you mute your line, sir? I get back to you in a minute. But they jump on top of his car and everything, and they got a bus full of people locked up, crowds, and they were climbing on top of cars, they were breaking the barricades, they were throwing bottles at the police. I'm like, it looks like an insurrection out here. Now, just imagine we take that same energy to these oppressors on all of their wicked deeds and their wicked officials and these wicked sheriffs, and we get them up out of here and let them know we don't really need them, defund them, and we can handle this ourselves, you know?
Black power.
Yeah, black power. Black to you, my brother Jermaine. I didn't want to stop the flow, but I just wanted to give a black power report real quick. Black power.
Black power. She's been looking into the youth programs and the things that we need to do to motivate and to saturate our communities nationwide, from Los Angeles to New York, from D.C. to Atlanta. From, again, Atlanta to Shreveport, that's all that Bible Belt that stretches from Boston to Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got that black soil that produces a lot of food. You've got that black church that's on that line. And the majority of black people, from my estimation, live somewhere along that black belt. And so we have to understand what we have to do to interact with our people to get them to the front line to make the changes necessary to get self-government in place. But this government here has certainly did a drive-by for us, and we must have our own government and our own businesses, our own peacekeeping force, meaning you have a military or security forces, peacekeeping forces to protect our vested interests. And to do a drive-by on the special interest groups that have been hogging all of the money on the rich and famous and leaving the people that qualify for the, what is it, the American, which act is it? The people
the American, the American Rescue Act.
Rescue. Come on to the Rescue Act. So the rich people don't need anybody to come to their rescue, but it's always been the little man and the middleman that always needed some help and somebody to come and rescue them from the clutches of the vultures that lurch among the rich and famous. The higher you go up the economic ladder, I have found the greatest sexual promiscuity. I found the greatest of sex trafficking all up the high end of the economic ladder.
Mm-hmm.
And I was blessed to climb up the hills of Beverly, right? All up in Beverly Hills. And you got Peel Hill in Chicago. And you got Bethesda here in D.C. And you got the brownstones of New York. And so I visit all of these spots. You got Georgia. You got Atlanta, Georgia. And the Chaco Vanilla Suburbs. And what is that thing called? Buck? What is it called? That big township in Atlanta. Is it called Bucktown or Buckhead?
Oh, Buckhead.
Oh, good old grade A Buckhead. Old Buckhead,
mm-hmm.
Fulton County, Georgia.
That was a real bad area at one time.
Yeah. And some say it sits down over fought in DeKalb County. Clayton County.
The average.
Is that right, Brother Jermaine?
The average family can't even afford a one bedroom in Atlanta. That's ridiculous.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
And now,
go ahead. That American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA, that supposedly that's a $1.9 trillion allocated, you know. Now, what I was saying was $1,400 per person, and it's supposed to be for the coronavirus, basically the economic stimulus to get us back on our feet from people that was affected by the coronavirus. But it's set up to $80,000, so seems like it should cover everybody. At least they need to at least go get it.
Yeah, it shouldn't be more homeless people going to talk about the homeless people.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. It was so much fraud going on. We don't know what happened to the homeless.
Yeah, they did that too. The government, they made that happen. And we want to get the people that really need it against the ones that ain't really got it. So what they're going to do, what they're going to do now.
The Department of Justice is after them as we speak. So.
Exactly. But then we got
a good idea. We should get the get all the homeless there, you know, the names and everybody, and see if we can get them signed up for it. Signed up for that ARPA payment.
Yeah, because they have a point of time. It's count of time. So they count for all homeless people out here. Sorry, guys, I'm walking. But they do have a point of time where they count all the homeless. Now, see, they can't count all the homeless. But if they count every homeless, they're going to get 70,000 for each homeless that they count. So they're going to count that money, but they ain't use none of that money. I know Riverside, California has it, or the IE. That's where, I don't know if anybody knows about the San Bernardino. That guy is Chinese mayor, and she don't even look. She looks like a pageant, but she ain't used none of this money for the city. They got $428 million. Now, where's that money at?
Exactly.
I made an appointment. I want to see her, and I want to see her on Thursday, and I'm going to tell her, where's the money?
Yeah, where's the money? Yep.
Coronavirus local fiscal recovery. That's what
Yes.
And it's for mental health. It's for all that's supposed to be needed. Now, they could go get these other grants. If you guys look on other parts of grants that are good, but the brands are going to go to these nonprofit agencies that ain't doing what they're supposed to do with it. Then they're going to get their embezzlement charge, but you still got homeless people in the cemetery sleeping on coffins in San Bernardino County. It doesn't make no sense. So now it's time for us to stand up, my brothers and sisters, and get it. Because we have to go and act like we're the public. We are the commissioners.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't doing what they're supposed to do. And we are allowed to do that. We just got to go and do it a little fancy way, you know. Send me, I'll make it fancy. Black power. Mm-hmm.
Black power, that part. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
I just say, everybody look on that. Get on that. Every city, start passing the word around. Because we have to act like we are District 1, District 2, District 3. My black family.
When we look at the open neglect of all of these municipalities across the Black Belt, especially from Boston to Houston, and we may have to take a long-handled spoon and reach out and grab L.A. from, San Antonio, Texas is the last major metropolis or urban area where you find a lot of black people in San Antonio. And the next stop is Los Angeles, or if you would stop in Vegas and find a few. But we have to reach out to our people and let them know that they are owed and they are due reparations, and not only reparations, but there are regular programs that can service the needs of black people. But we have people hiding in the government that will block. They will move to block you. When they see you going free for yourself or kicking that program to wedge your way up, say you bite off a mental health program, or if you bite off a after-school mentorship program, or say you buy into a teen mother's program or something of the sort, then they will move to block you. They will put so much pressure on you in the government to have your documentation just right. If you flunk the documentation, they'll boot you out of the system. And they are just so hard and so wretched. They didn't come to help. They came to hurt. So we got to watch those in government. Once they approve you for a recovery program, they might want to come and put you on some antidote, say, you can't participate in this program. If you didn't take the stab and the jab, then you can't participate in the program. Well, I say, the hell with that kind of government. We have to set our own rules and set up our own government, because the government run by the opposition may very well come in your favor. But there's even a greater chance that they'll come and flip the equation and say, Plymouth Rock landed on you. And they'll put the Plymouth Rock on your doorstep, and your house will come crashing in, and you will have nothing, and they'll be controlling everything again because you have bought into something that's not real. They got Kool-Aid packages in some of these government contracts, and we have to be astute enough. We have to be wise enough to read between the lines and know when you're going some nonprofit network, and knowing very well you could sign up as a for-profit and get the same grant and the same benefit. So you got to know how to hold them and know when to fold them and know when to walk away and know when to goddamn it run. My Black Power, Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
If I can get us partially back and see, we're outside of studio right now, but we want y'all to go ahead and chat it up as we go back to try to establish a real studio. Go ahead.
Also, hello?
Yes,
hello?
You're loud and clear on Black Power Radio.
Yes.
You're live.
Yes, hello. Good evening.
We ain't played that Marvin Gaye yet, but Black Power, go ahead and drop it, your man.
Good evening. Yeah, I was a big fan of Marvin Gaye. I still like his music to this day. Also, we have another problem here within Louisiana. I don't know about other places, but I know there are people coming from these out-of-state owners, property owners, and foreigners that taking over properties, come to find out they're not actually these property owners, and there's been nothing but scams, fraudulent owners, real estate fraud, and that's another big thing we're dealing with here in this city, so...
Yeah, they're claiming on properties, and they're just putting the fence around it and putting it in the paper, putting an ad in there if anybody don't come claim it. But the thing about it, they're going to get, like, our elders and the ones that died from COVID and the ones, you know, that got their property taken from taxes, or they didn't even know they were getting taken. They have that in every city right now going on. It is a mess. It is a mess, and it needs to be handled.
And that's why it's all a crime. And I tell people, if renters find that something happens, I've seen it multiple news stories where we're finally speaking up about that. Where they, I think they were victims of a scam from a landlord, or a scam about landlords or property owners. I say, yeah, that's a crime. That's why it's all a crime. Yep.
You may have to call back in or reposition. You got to keep your mic, has to be still. You're in a bad reception area, so some of your status is coming through your line.
Can you hear me better?
Set your phone in one place and just talk in your phone. Maybe set it on a desktop and talk directly to your phone.
Can you hear me better?
You're a little better now, a little better. Come on.
Okay. Oh, that was my volume. I'm sorry. I was saying that's considered a white collar crime when those property owners, rental properties, do that, and forest property scams. Yeah, that's considered white collar crimes. Yeah. So
yeah, we got to put it into it.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
But power up. Where everybody at? Power up, Black Power.
Black Power, go ahead and drop it like it's hot. Anyone that's listening, we'd like you to call 202-550-5555. 8521. Again, for all of those numerically pure at heart that may want to talk on the airway, please dial 202-550-8521. Again, for all of those, that especially those who are numerically pure at heart, please dial 202-550-8521, and you'll be live on Black Power Radio. Black Power? Okay. So you can pick it up where you were, Sister Shanette, or the Queen Shanette of Los Angeles. Power to the people.
Power to the people. And then some, another thing I'm doing right now is focusing on our youth. Like right now, I'm a life skills program manager out here for the homeless. And I will get on feet and go talk to the people, because you see them doing drugs on the side of the street. You see them trying to, you know, get people to do something that they're not wanting to do. But now they're getting so bold, they don't care. One thing we have to do now is get to fixing it. It's really serious. And if we can kind of all work together, it'll be the best thing. But only one can make a difference. But in all, you can really make a difference. It takes a lot of challenge. It takes me a lot of courage. But when it comes down to it, it feels good. It feels good to make a difference. And I just, you know, I'd rather make a change. You know, they want change. There's no reason for people to go judge somebody when you could be like that in your own self. Yeah, go ahead, sit down, sir. Give the best of coming. And as I'm sitting as right now, you know, I'm around 7 unhoused. You know, they feel challenged to just be important, you know, but now they've got mental issues. It's not their fault they have to be out here. It's because nobody ain't out there. Yes, sir. I'm Black Power. Let me get on this bus, and I'll be back with y'all in one moment. Go ahead, sir. Do you got your quarter? Do you need me to pay for you? I'll pay for you. Okay, well, I'll pay for you. That's how we do it, Black Power.
And that's Black Power.
I'm going to pay for him. Okay, I'll get it right now. Go ahead, sir. Sit down.
Let me tell you what you got here. We got some Chewbacca in the house, and he's rocking. Man, I sometimes feel shame of the East Coast. Man, all these West Side in the house. You got Queen Shanette, the Queen Shanette of Los Angeles. We're calling her Goldie up on this line here tonight. We got Shreveport, Louisiana up in here in the house. Jermaine, I need you, Chewbacca, to come on out there, man, and help us to clean house at Shreveport, Louisiana, because, you know, and I need you in New York for the Marcus Messiah Garvey Day. We're going to be in Spartanburg, South Carolina. And one of them, he said, don't make them all, but you're going to make one of them. But we're going up in there, and the Black Panther are going to make a difference, you see, and show you how to clean house in the township with the practice in tyranny and oppression against the citizens and suppressing Brother Jermaine and his family down in Shreveport. And
right.
When he's pressing us in New York, pressing us in Spartanburg. But go ahead, Chewbacca, drop it like a cat. Let them know. Give them that update from Los Angeles.
Yes, sir. Right. Yeah, coming to you from the West Side. Okay, over here, I'm here in Las Vegas now. Blog Talk Radio, you guys, okay, are trying to pull some shit, man. They trying to charge our people, man, for calling into the platforms. This is because it's myself, a few other brothers that I know that got platforms that were saying that same shit. And what they're doing is that they want to charge our people for calling in to our platforms. And then our sister was saying is getting to the youth and also to developing some businesses. We got to get some telecommunications businesses going on as well too, because I'm looking out here in this damn desert, man, and they're building all these cell towers, you know, and it's not just for the phones, it's to monitor us, it's to spy on us, you know what I'm saying? It's because they hate this truth. And then too, when you look at the what's going on with the dump, as in human shit, and then you got that punk-ass governor down there of Florida, you know what I'm saying, talking about we supposed to sit up there and love being abused and all that stuff right there, making white folks feel uncomfortable. Guess what? I'm glad you all feel uncomfortable, you white folks, because you all got a whole lot to answer for. So they shadow banning us on social media because over at Frontline Black News, you know, we've been talking about that. We've been having some problems. It's because we've been doing StreamYard over there every Saturday night, but they keep kicking our signal off. You see what I mean? And then, of course, too, you know, they're throwing all this static and interference in us. Then they want to charge our people for calling in and things of this nature right there, you know, which is wrong. It's because what happened to the so-called freedom of speech? And then I want to comment on this other punk by the name of Vivek Ramaswamy. He's from India, and I think he's running for a political office. And he had made the point that we should not be worried about reparations and all this old type of shit. That happened so long ago, but, you know, you get with some of your economical people, man, who would tell you is that the money that came off the plantation system, not only from the cotton, not only from them violating and selling our women, you know what I mean, all that contributed to the gross national product of the United States. Now, what is a gross national product? A gross national product is the total amount of money that is spent, you know, in a given period of time, you know, on goods and services, and it's supposed to be an economical indicator, okay? But however, is that they do their damnedest, you see, to suppress us, to take all our money, keep us in jail, keep us indebted to the courts, you know, paying all these fines, you see what I mean? And then they doing this crap here, you know, these cell phone service companies, oh, well, if you call in a Blog Talk Radio, we got to charge you, you know, $2 or some bullshit. And then, like, when you try to get up there on Spreaker or try to get up there on iTunes and all that, they want to charge you an astronomical fee on that. Well, we need $1,500 a year from you, so they want the money all up front. So they don't want to give us no type of credit or cuts, any type of payment plans like that. So also, too, Black family, another thing that we got to get our youth involved in is that science, technology, engineering and mathematics, or they call the STEM programs. But we've got to have what the mindset to instill in our youth is that race first, as Dr. Marcus Messiah Garvey had stated. We got to deal with race first. And another thing is that we got to deal with all these sellout, ass-scratching coons that are selling us down the tubes every day. Oh, and by the way, Brother Dynamite, yeah, I got your message, man. I will be giving you a call, brother. I haven't forgotten about you. But I did see the party down in Montgomery, Alabama just now. And I see that there was a whole lot of work put in, you know what I'm saying, and this pretty much had pissed and smashed white privilege, you know what I'm saying, and then Montgomery, Alabama is one of the best places to do it at. Look what they did to Dr. King down there, you know, not Montgomery, but Birmingham, you know, the letter from the Birmingham jail that Dr. King had went through then, not to mention the fact of all our ancestors, man, who was enslaved down there, brutalized down there, and then old Frog Face, who used to be the governor down there, and may he rest in peace. Old George Wallace, you know, segregation yesterday, segregation today, segregation tomorrow. All right, may that fool burn in hell, man, you know what I mean? And then on top of it, too, down there with the riverboat situation there in Montgomery, now that was beautiful, you know what I mean? It's because I bet you that cracker ain't going to go up there and try to put his hands on another brother, you know what I mean, and whatnot. So what is happening is with this DeSantis is a, no, not DeSantis, it's a panties. I'm saying that he's a transvestite, and I'm saying that punk wears women underwear, so that's why I'm calling them the panties. And then, well, you know, the critical race theory that make us white folks feel so uncomfortable. Well, hey, Trick, do you know how uncomfortable we've been for the last 400 years? You see what I'm saying? And how you abused our women, you know what I'm saying, in the presence of the black male. Then you want to demasculate the black male in the presence of the black female. You see what I mean? And then you got this bed wench syndrome that's going on up out there, up out of Hollywood and Los Angeles and all this. Oh, well, this is progress. No, that is the biggest thing in regard to counter-progress, because what you're doing with this is that you're killing the black family unit. You see what I mean? And then on top of that, once you destroy the black family unit, then you're destroying the black community, then you're destroying the black nation. We can't let that happen. Yes, it's because we owe it, you know, to those after us. You see what I mean? It's because you got this artificial intelligence, you know, that wants to take over everything, man, from when you go to the grocery store, man, when you go to the bank, and all this little type of shit. Then artificial intelligence is pre-programmed, you know what I'm saying? It has its undertones on an alphabetized agenda, if you know what I mean. You see? And then they're coming up here talking about that this shit is normal.